This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I touch the sky, time to clear my weary head. Wednesday morning, take my blues away. Wednesday morning, it's gonna be a brighter day. Wednesday morning, it's come so many times before. I used to frown upon my life, but I'm not going.
Wednesday morning, the 15th of November. Getting your tinfoil all straightened out there. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner, brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which will provide you happily with insurance for your motorcycle. If you got one or a boat or an RV, car, whatever it is, want protection? This is the way to get it, no matter where you are. See how much you can save. 800-PROGRESSIVE and also progressive.com. How many times have you heard me say that over the years? Have you taken my advice? I took my own advice and checked it out, so you ought to do the same thing. All right? Mm-hmm. And so, right, yeah, advice. It's what you pay for. It's good, right? How much have you paid for my advice so far? On what to do?
Well, and I like that the first three letters of Progressive also are the first three letters of protection. See how they did that?
P-R-O. Good for you, Jay. Here's some news from ancient Rome. Yes, the old Romans have now surfaced again. Somebody found 30,000 Roman coins in a rare state of preservation near Sardinia. This is a diver who's off the coast of the island of Sardinia, made quite the unexpected discovery, spotting something metallic in the water. And he went over and looked it over, and he found this big trove of ancient coins. So the Ministry of Culture sent divers down from an art protection squad to see what was down there, to verify the items, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They turned out to be Roman bronze coins, also known as phallus, F-O-L-L-I-S. They say these old Roman coins date back to the first half of the 4th century, between 324 and 340. The coins first, this particular coin was introduced around 294 A.D. after the rise of the Roman Emperor Diocletian. Does all this mean anything? I want to know who got the coins and what they were.
Yeah, finders keepers.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I don't care about Diocletius or whoever it was. I want to know. They found 22,888 coins under the sea. All right? So what do you do? There's so many people doing so much exploration. Every day there are things being discovered all around the world, which makes it fascinating because, it's a big, wide, wonderful world, fabulous world, and all kinds of things to be explored and found, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's get down to some of the more daily, mundane things. Today, Joe Biden meets with Jing Sing Ping Ling Ding, big meeting between the United States and China. They have apparently scripted this down to the very word, leaving nothing to chance. And so instead of talking about what, and this is me editorializing, the real issue for me is China and what they do to screw over pretty much everybody they have anything to do with. And the fact that we have such a bad, the products and services that we get from there are so bad, we keep buying them. That's not what's on Joe's mind, though. He wants to talk about global warming. Now, there is a problem with pollution, but is that the number one problem in the world? Only with Joe. He's the only one that I know of who's in a leadership position that has this following, this religious focus on climate change and the atmosphere. Very important, no question about it. But is that the number one issue? He's going to try to browbeat the leader of China because their pollution levels are off the charts. We were talking about India earlier, same thing. Pollution in those parts of Asia, off the charts. China's done a little to clean up their acts, Biden wants to, there's a lot of renewable energy being developed in China, and he wants to keep competition from becoming conflict. Now, that is smart. All the other stuff. But does it just apply to global warming and some of the technology? It applies to everything. Doesn't it? Think about it. We have all these conflicts in the world. Don't we want to try as gentlemen, if that's possible, with the guy who runs China? I mean, here's the guy that's responsible for all kinds of corruption, including the craziness of COVID. This guy, the leader of China, authorized the Wuhan laboratory to do the research that it did and to release these bugs to try to screw up the world. And he was very successful at it. And have the Chinese ever been held accountable? Again, I make reference to Bill Maher, who I watch and when I can catch him on Friday night. And he is very critical of our relationship with China. And so, I mean, it sounds, we all who have the same attitude sound like broken records. But is anybody doing anything about it? Every place you turn, still, the stuff's made in China. What's wrong with that picture?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, speaking of pictures, I'm looking into who the alternative presidential candidates are to Trump and Biden. I'm not voting for either one of them. I am, I think, going to vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for a lot of reasons. Now, the Republicans seem to be thinning out the herd, but the third party candidates are seeming to, that list is getting larger. Right? You noticed? Not only on the list is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, by the way, at the moment has about 25%. All the people who have been polled pretty consistently have all, they show an increasing interest in Robert F. Kennedy, maybe because of his name, maybe because of what he says, who knows. But he's going to give these guys a run for their money. So he's probably number one on the list, right, would you say, of independent candidates?
He's definitely up there, especially because where you have most people who fully lean left on all of the topics or fully lean right, he bounces around. Some topics he's on the right, some topics he's on the left. And this might be one of the first instances in a long time where people won't be told, well, if you vote third party, then you just wasted your vote. It seems like people are, that's the rhetoric. Every year that there's an election year, if you vote third party, then you just wasted your vote. And that's not how it should be. And I think that this year there are a lot more people who will be voting third party.
Yep, as well. And it's a reflection on how much control the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, have on the system. Anyway, there's a Quinnipiac University poll that was released a couple of days ago finding Biden with only a one-point lead over Trump if there was a head-to-head race. But he has a, let's see here, when Kennedy is included in the race, then Biden has a three-point edge. That's the exact opposite of what the case was a couple of weeks ago. So it's like, hello, what do you believe in all of these things? I choose to believe what I... This is like anything else, right? I believe Trump because I believe Trump. I'm not saying I do. I'm just saying that's what people say. Or I believe Biden because I believe Biden. It has nothing to do with real credibility. It's just, who is this guy? And why would I want to listen to him or believe him? Because he says stuff that I like. And that's what Kennedy says about vaccines. He's not, by the way, the news media is trying to paint him as an anti-vaxxer. He's against the COVID vaccine. And the things that went with COVID, and he's the only common sense guy around that has actually had a focus on COVID in the way in which he speaks to me, because I think the whole thing was a sham. And it was created by the Chinese. And so Joe shows his irrelevancy by wanting to talk to Xi today in their meeting about global warming. Hello, you screwed the world with the COVID vaccine. What are we doing to, what are you doing to, you know, the reparation thing? Or at least take credit for it. So there's that from Kennedy. And then there's a guy named Cornel West who's running for president as a third-party candidate. And the only reason that he gets any ink at all is because he's a crazy man. This is, you listen to him, you look at him. He's a big academic, and he's always been an activist. And some people think he has a lot of charm and charisma. I just think he's a loud boob. But that's me. And now somebody will say, oh, you must be a bigot because he's black and you don't like him. No, I don't like him because I think he doesn't have anything really to say that is universally applied. That could be a way he's not somebody who will bring people together. He's someone who will separate people, and we got enough of those guys around right now. There's a lady running in the Green Party named Jill Stein. I think she's run before. She's in Philadelphia today talking to the elections board about whether she can show up on the ballot or not. I don't see, she's not a big deal. I mean, most of the people, other than Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Joe Manchin, who dropped out of the race for senator in West Virginia, I think there's an interesting combo between the two of them, that is Kennedy and Manchin, president, vice presidential material, that would attract a huge portion of the electorate. So let's see what takes out. Right? I think so. I like them. All right, here's something else I like. Sending people to Las Vegas when they don't have to pay for it. 800-419-3684. This is a message that we have tried to instill some urgency in you, because every time we mention that number, 800-419-3684, there are 10 operators standing by ready to take your call right now to give you 3 days and two nights without charge in Las Vegas. Right? Get at it. Why not? Let's go. 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684. You heard me correctly. 3 days, two nights free in Vegas.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. Actually, you don't even have to touch them. With Skechers slip-ins, they just step in and go. Plus, they're so easy, they could be the first shoes your kids can put on by themselves. And Skechers slip-ins are great for older kids, too. They're quick, easy, and fun. The secret is a unique comfort pillow in the heel that helps your child's foot slide securely into place and cradle it in comfort. Plus, they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces. And most are machine washable, so you can keep them looking newer longer. Get Skechers slip-ins, the where-have-you-been-all-my-life shoes, for your kids or for mom and dad today. Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can't name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff.
Bye. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen with the Good Day program, Celebrity News, Social Media Time. What's trending is a sort of a cooperative adventure between Thomas Sadowski, the actor, and his wife Amanda Seyfried. They're helping children in combat zones and trying to make a difference. This is a partnership with War Child USA, an organization that rebuilds communities affected by conflict. And certainly we know there's plenty of that. So let's find out what their focus is and how this works right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Mr. Sadowski and Ms. Seyfried have put together this group that's helping War Child USA, trying to come up with tangible ways of helping people, children especially in these areas like the Middle East, much as anything else. Nonprofit, this is one of those things that you can check out. Maybe you want to give money at Christmas time to certain groups. This is one that's not well known. They're looking for more resources. They have visibility because of the two people that are involved. This is something. They apparently went to Yemen to visit the schools there. They operate some schools there, and that's an area where there's just no money. The government doesn't value. Many of the Arab countries, frankly, don't value education at all. The same in Africa. They either don't have the money or they don't care.
Especially for young women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Well, there are... Well, they have a couple of children, Sadowski and Siegfried, and so they realize as parents how important it is to keep children on the up, up, and up, you know, keep them positively motivated, and it's pretty hard to do when you're living in the cesspool that some of these children are living in that don't have any parents and don't know, you know, they just are there. And I've seen that myself, especially in places in Africa where beings, they're human beings, but they're just beings. Do you know what I mean? They're just there, occupying time and space. There, you wonder about souls. I think about this myself a lot. Souls, what happens with, you know, these people? Where do you believe in an afterlife? And if so, where do their souls go? And why are they here? What's the experience? You know, all of those. Maybe that's too deep. It's a practical question here. What do you do with children who have no parents, no home, nothing? They just are on the street. And that's kind of what they're working on here to a point. Go ahead.
Yeah, and what's amazing with War Child is that they're ambassadors to it, Thomas Sadowski and Amanda Seyfried, where they are not just, a lot of these organizations will go in and help and then they leave, and it's kind of like, okay, now you're left to your own devices. And they stay. They stay and make sure that the resources are beneficial, that it can be sustainable or sustained once they do leave. Like, I think we've seen these on a lot of things where somebody's like, oh, you get a house that helps with, you have a special needs family member and you get this house, but then they leave and there's no follow-up of, well, the property taxes of this amazingly huge house that helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, hats off. Tip of the hat to Mr. Sadowski and
it's
Ms. Seyfried
mm-hmm.
for what they're doing to call attention to this, to raise money for it, and to, in fact, help. That's a great lesson for their children as well. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to, but it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now, so when you buy...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is in San Francisco, California for a scheduled meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Biden will attend the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit and will hold talks with Xi today. The leaders are expected to discuss the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine, normalizing communications channels, and eliminating the flow of fentanyl into the United States. The House approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown on Friday.
On Tuesday, the House voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. The bill now moves to the Senate, where bipartisan support exists, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he intends to pass the legislation as soon as possible.
When it comes to government funding, as I have long said, it has to be bipartisan. And right now, that's the path we seem to be on.
I'm John Schumer. Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, the Good Day radio program.
Every place we go, so fun to see. Be my little baby.
What's this got to do with Thanksgiving? Nothing.
I don't hate it.
No, I love the Ronettes, but we're trying to get in the mood for Thanksgiving, and unless you're cozying up to somebody on the couch after you had too much to eat, then maybe that would maybe be applicable.
Ooh, a snuggly food coma? Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, Uri Geller joins us in a few moments. We'll get the update from him on what's going on in Israel. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. This is from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. United States and Canada, if you didn't know it, share the longest land border in the world. And along any border that measures, several thousand, 3,000, almost 3,000 miles, bound to be some quirks. One of those is a place called Point Roberts, tiny little town in Washington State that's cut off from the rest of the mainland U.S. by the Canadian border. 1,200 people live there. Geographers call it a pain
enclave. I don't know what that is, but it's part of a country that is only accessible by traveling through another country. So in order to get to Point Roberts, you have to go through Canada to get back into America. I think that's kind of cool, along the 49th parallel. You know?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, very interesting. There's a part of northern Minnesota that's kind of like this, too, but I don't think there's any town there. It's just a piece of land. So crossing, and there's one place in Canada where they have to cross U.S. land in order to get to this little town in Canada, off the border of Minnesota. So this was all something that happened as the Treaty of Paris was signed in 1783 after we became a country. This was the Northwest Passage that belonged to Canada, and they kind of were fiddling around with it. It's very interesting to see how political geography takes place.
Just to travel within the United States, you need a passport. Like, technically speaking, for
kind of. Yeah. It's not. If you look at the Israeli situation, it's sort of the same thing, in a manner of speaking. Somebody decided through some treaty that we're going to take this much land, and in order to get to some places, like in order to get to Gaza, if you're a Palestinian, you're going to cross Israel to get there. And it's, you know, obviously causing a bit of a harangue at the moment. All right, here's a problem that was solved, and I can understand how this happens. This is a part of the world that most people don't know anything about. The world of high net worth people who have very valuable horses. I happen to have had somebody in my life a number of years ago who was a horse person, and she had millions of dollars worth of horses and was very active in certain horse segments of the world of horses and stuff. And it's not unusual for a horse to get onto a plane and be flown to an event. So yesterday, there's a 747 cargo plane taking off from JFK to go to Belgium. And among the items that were in this plane was a very valuable horse. And the horse escaped when the plane was at 31,000 feet. It had a stall. And apparently they didn't close the stall, latch it properly, so the horse gets loose in the plane and is running around in the plane. Just kind of put that into your head and figure it out, right? The plane is at 31,000 feet, flying at 600 miles an hour, and this horse is running around inside the plane. And they can't catch it. So it's very interesting. This you can see it. The plane turns around. They go to air traffic control, and they say, "Okay, we got this problem, and we can't fix it. So we're coming back." So that's what they did. They turned around.
Oh,
they brought the plane back, and they brought the horse back.
That would have been so discombobulating for that poor horse.
No, yeah, that's what it is. And anyway, they didn't have any issue flying. The plane was fine. They just couldn't do what. So they were up over Boston, as a matter of fact. They dumped 20 tons of fuel into the Atlantic. Talk about pollution. Because they couldn't have landed the plane. With all that fuel, you can't land the plane. This is more of the story, or at least is equal to the story about the horse getting loose. They're over Martha's Vineyard, and they're about 10 miles east of Martha's Vineyard, and they dumped the fuel into the ocean. What else are they going to do? So then the plane comes back and yada, yada. But they did, you know, once it landed, somebody got on the plane, took care of the horse. The horse, you know, was, now it's not clear, actually. I'm telling you that the latch wasn't probably secured on the little stable that they had in the plane. But to answer the question, what is the plane, what's the horse doing on a plane? These horses, they travel all over the place, all over the world, all the time. There's always horses being transported to various places around the world.
Wouldn't they use some kind of sedative, too?
They had to. Well, that I don't know the answer to that, frankly. I know when dogs are transported on planes, oftentimes, I remember when Charlotte was so scared, I gave her a Benadryl, didn't calm her down at all, and that's when I stopped shipping her. Under the plane and just brought her in the plane with me. Speaking of animals, Steve Irwin Day is today. The Life and Times of Steve Irwin. Think about, didn't he get killed by an animal? What happened to him?
Yeah, stingray, one of those freak accidents that penetrated his heart. Well, he was already filming something for his stuff, and he was done for the day, and he decided to just continue filming a little bit extra for the show his daughter was doing.
Yeah.
And it was just,
one of those things.
A sad day. He was amazing.
Yeah, he sure was. So we have that in our mind. All right, in a moment, we're going to spend some time with Uri Geller. We'll bring you up to date from his perspective as to what's going on with the situation in Israel. Meanwhile, Thanksgiving, where are we with Thanksgiving? You're eating already, right? So the Thanksgiving savings at Calitrin are in effect right now. Your question, if you're a new listener, is how does Calitrin support my weight loss? You can look in their website, toploss.com, and see all kinds of information as to how Calitrin works, weight loss, and many more things as well. Because starting today, this week, this month, the rest of the year, the average American will gain 8 pounds from now until the end of the holidays. 8 pounds. So why wouldn't you focus on keeping your weight where it is rather than to have to worry about losing weight later on, right? And that's what Calitrin is all about. Scientifically proven, it's really a weight loss product, but it helps so much more of your body. It rebuilds your body. The ingredients are all natural. And so some of the things not only help you lose weight, but when you're lighter, you decrease the amount of joint pain that you might have. You can take it with any medication because it's all natural. And you can read for yourself at toploss.com all of the stories. It's fabulous. So get onto the Calitrin movement. Get healthy. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. You get free shipping and all the best deals. And if you really want to buy a lot, maybe use it as a gift. There's what they call afterpay, which is something you would ask your consultant about. Check it all out, toploss.com. Lose the weight, keep it off, be healthy for the holidays and after with Calitrin at toploss.com.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor?
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Huh, I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hey, I'm Jackie, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the chicken. It is golden brown, so juicy, so delicious. It's the perfect savory start to my day.
Hey, I'm Matt, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the freshly baked, flaky, buttery biscuit. When I take a bite, it's kind of like, you know, crispy, soft, crispy. Crispy outside, soft interior, crispy chicken. There's really nothing like it.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Now 43 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program for Wednesday. Jay and I have Uri Geller, who is the mentalist, he's the mystifier, he's the probably most famous Israeli other than not Netanyahu. Everybody looks to him to find out what's going on, what he's thinking about the situation in his home, his native country, Israel. So I see that you've written a letter to Michelle Obama. Why did you do that and what's in it?
Yeah, I was at the, there is a square now in Tel Aviv called the Hostage Square. You know, we have hundreds of hostages and many over 30 kids, children. So this is what I wrote her at Michelle Obama. And these are my words. And I'm actually reading it out from my Twitter. I'm saying, where are you? When 300 plus schoolgirls were abducted by Islamist terrorists in Nigeria, you posted a picture of yourself looking sad and holding a sign saying, bring back our girls. You told the nation, in these girls, Barack and I see our own daughters. We see their hopes and their dreams. And we can only imagine the anguish their parents are feeling right now. So I continue saying you are one of the most influential women in the world. You have over 22 million followers on X. Why, and I capitalize these words now, why have you been silent over the abduction of Israeli children? Why? Around 30 children as young as 9 months old are among 240 hostages. Where are you, Michelle? They were brutally abducted 5 weeks ago, and now you told America that the Nigerian girl's abduction was an unconscionable act committed by a terrorist group. What about Hamas, Michelle? What's the difference here? In the past 5 weeks, you have found time to post about Veterans Day, voter registration, and your Obama Foundation, but not a peep about the massacre in Israel and the abduction of the children. And yes, you do post about all kinds of things, because the day before the massacre, you had the time to congratulate the National Women's Soccer League player, which is okay. So now, I have reminded you, please step forward and show your support for the abducted Israeli children. We are watching and waiting. Bring them home. That was my tweet, Facebook, Instagram, and
they're picked up by Forbes magazine. So is there a response from anybody?
No, no response yet from her. And really, what's a big deal for her to write out, bring back the Israeli children on a plaque and just hold it, photograph it, and tweet it?
Harry, the answer to your question is in the question. There is not politically correct at the moment in America to be 100% supportive of Israel and not acknowledge the Palestinian problem and the deaths of Palestinians. It's politically incorrect to not be on both sides of the coin, and some might say that there's more support for the Palestinians in certain circles than there are the Israelis, if you can believe that craziness, but that's kind of the reality here. This is the ignorance of people on college campuses, professors, some of the politicians that are yammering about the way the Palestinians are being treated by the Israelis. So these people are politicians.
But Twitter and all this social media allows you to also write a message. So she can take a photograph with a plaque saying, bring the Israeli children home. But yeah, she can explain her ideology in the message. What's a big deal? So she can say, I also care about the Palestinian kids. We have nothing against the Palestinians. We don't kill children. You know, again, the Hamas are using the kids as human shields. And you know, we all know that. Human shields. They send out children to run in the street, and the Hamas terrorists are running behind them to kill Israeli soldiers.
And not only that, but they use the largest hospital in Gaza to hide themselves, the tunnels under it. They're using the hospital itself. Yep. Our news is full of that. And then we have the predictable right news media and the left news media and where they are on all of this. Meanwhile, there's no real focus on the real issue, which is how people are being treated on both sides. So
correct.
You call it
and
the interesting to see.
Last words, most of the demonstrators, the demonstrations that are around the world against Israel, 90% of the people there don't even know what's going on here.
No.
They just know free Palestine. They don't know that we have no problem with the Palestinians. We have a huge problem with the terrorists, which are Hamas, who are captive.
It's amazing trying to combat the ignorance, Uri. So that's why this is helpful conversation. All right. Check in with you soon again. Uri Geller from his home in Israel here on the Good Day program at 10 before the hour.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. but a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Very dramatic music from a Batman movie. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man. What do we need to know, Chucker? What's going on here?
Well, that is the theme to Tim Burton's Batman, which came out in 1989. Danny Elfman did the score. Great score. I play that because I saw that this day in movie history, November 15th, 1989, Warner Brothers put out Tim Burton's Batman on VHS at a sell-through price, $24.99, which was a first in the industry. Usually, because I knew people who ran video stores back in the 80s, normally a videotape would come to a video store and the studio would sell it for like 90 or 100 bucks. And then the studio got the idea, hey, this movie's like super popular. Let's sell it directly to the public. So it was released into stores, convenience stores for $24.99 for the general public to buy it. That started a trend. I think they did it next with Lethal Weapon 2, and then that became an industry standard for popular films. So a lot of people started collecting VHS in the house at the price of $24.99. I always found that an interesting piece of history.
Very interesting, Chucker.
Yeah.
Very compelling. Yeah.
Well, maybe not that compelling, but it is somewhat interesting.
All right, Love Actually is celebrating 20 years, 20 Christmases ago, and the fellow who was the casting director said the trickiest role to cast in the movie was the part that Alan Rickman played, which I thought was kind of interesting.
I got to tell you something. I love that movie, first of all.
I love that movie.
And I love that movie for a reason. One, it's a great Christmas film. Makes you feel good. But it makes people very uncomfortable watching because it goes against the norms of what you think. Alan Rickman in that film cheats on his wife, and the script is not unapologetic toward that behavior. It deals with real life human behavior in the contents of what feels like sort of a family movie, but it has a lot of hard R elements around it. It's not for kids. I mean, it is not, but I do love that movie.
Yeah. Laura Linney's role in it, the casting director talks about as well, how complicated that subplot of her with her brother. It's touching and annoying at the same time.
15 minutes makes you feel like $1 million when it all comes together.
Yeah. All right, I see there's a new trailer for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. What in the world is that about? Another sequel?
Another sequel. It comes out,
yeah.
I think this summer. They bring back Paul Rudd. I love Paul Rudd, but did not like the character he played in the last film. I'm in the minority. I did not like it. I thought it was flat and uninspired. I got bored watching it. A lot of people do dig it. It did fairly well. Not great, but they did sequelize that film. So I think it comes out this summer. They just cut a trailer. The trailer looks, I'd say, pretty good.
Yeah. I was at the movies the other night, as I told you, and I thought it was interesting, the trailers, and they're already into February and March of next year promoting the movie. It'll come out then.
Yeah.
And then you got to wonder, I was looking at the schedule for the return of the TV shows because of the writer's strike and the actor's strike.
Right.
And they're now ramping up. Some of the stuff is in production now. Some of it's waiting until after Thanksgiving to get started. Most of the procedurals, like the Dick Wolf shows, are all back at work, but they don't expect to put them on the air until February. Which I thought was kind of interesting. So, anyway, they'll do a half season.
A lot of work that goes into that stuff, though.
You say what, Chucker?
A lot of work that goes into it, post-production.
Oh, yeah.
Cutting and editing.
Absolutely.
Moving.
Yep. All right, talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day.
Thank you.
Chuck Curry, Movie Moments on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug, 59 after the hour.
Stuff you really need, and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can't name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff at Amazon. Stop.
Team, it's snowing again tomorrow. They're predicting 2 to 3 feet.
Tis the overtime season for Frank Snowplow.
Kelly, can you take another shift?
Let it snow. Quality driver applicant.
Hey guys, know anybody else with a D license?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.